are a natural beaut. You are a natch beaut. Oh yeah. I'm a cream my neck. Get this cream on my natch beaut. My beaut. My lovely lil natch beaut. I love my lil natch beaut. Check it out. Welcome to Natch View, baby. It's your host, Jackie Johnson. Get excited about today if you're not already. It's Friday. The sun is shining. World is going. The clock is ticking, baby. It is Natch View, and we are here, and I'm very excited to have my guest today. Okay, so basically, Allison Rosen Is Your New Best Friend is a very popular podcast. I recently guested on it, and the host is here, and we're having a follow-up conversation to everything we discussed, so you might want to pause this and go listen to that. But you don't have to. It's not like the Avengers. You're not going to not know what's going on if you didn't hear that. But it would be nice for you to hear that and download that for Allison. She also has a new book out, and it is called Tropical Attire Encouraged and Other Phrases That Scare Me. Allison Rosen is here.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. I am holding the one and only Chooch, which is making me feel so good.
Isn't she just an angel?
She is.
Yeah, she has healing energies.
She really does. I mean, your listeners probably know that you described her as an empath before the show started.
Yeah.
And I'm also an empath, so there's a lot of feeling going on right over here.
Listen, my producer, Rebecca, can tell you, Chuchi hasn't sat in the booth with us in a long time. Like, I would say 2 months.
She knows I need the Chuchi energy.
She knows, because she's been like, I'll sit in the green room. I'll sit in the control room with everybody, mainly because she gets stressed when I get mad and I yell. So she stops sitting with me. I think Jonathan Van Ness was the last person she sat with. So
I'm in good company
then. And she's giving you licks.
I know. She has such a tiny little tongue.
I know. Good.
Oh my
God. And she looks you right in the eyes. She looks you right in your soul.
She sees it. She does see into my soul.
I'm telling you, she's a magic baby.
Oh, she's so sweet. And she's smaller than I thought she was going
to be. That's what everybody always says.
Really?
Yeah.
It's because she has such photo presence.
Yes.
That she seems larger. It's like when you see Sarah Michelle Gellar or something. It's like, oh, she's 5'1".
Yeah.
I actually don't know how tall she is. I assume she's
5'1". I assume the same. Everyone's so little.
Exactly.
Everyone's so petite in Hollywood.
They really
are. Chooch included. People always are shocked. It's because she weighs 6 pounds, a little over 6 pounds, but she's long.
Right.
So if she didn't have that extra length on her, she would probably weigh 5 pounds, you know?
Right.
So she is a tiny little baby. Hi, mommy loves you.
Oh,
you just
so
give those
cute
licks. Don't worry, Chuchi will come back up. Because we have lots to discuss.
Yeah, we do. Because when you were on my podcast, we talked about what is and isn't a chooch.
Yes.
And then you said you hope people send pictures.
Which we got them.
A lot of them. And I was wondering, at any point, were you like, okay, this is too much. People don't get what's a chooch.
Well, people certainly didn't get it. But also, a lot of people admitted to the fact they knew their cat or dog wasn't a chooch, they just wanted to ask.
Share. Yeah.
Yeah, because I got a lot of pictures of cats in costumes. and you know, like I said, a kitten isn't necessarily a chooch, but a kitten in a witch hat is a chooch.
Right.
And so then people thought, oh, well, I'm going to put my cat in a poncho. And we got a lot of photos of cats in costumes. And I would write back, this isn't a chooch. And it's just something, that you have to feel.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't explain it. There are rules, but there are exceptions to rules, and it's just hard to explain. So everyone out there, it's a vibe. And maybe now that you met Chuchi,
I hope it'll make more sense to me.
Right. 100%.
I look forward to that.
But I've started now tweeting pictures of things that are chooches in order to help people.
It's smart.
Did you see that like lion statue that I tweeted? I saw this lion statue in front of a hotel, and I said, as soon as we pulled up, I go, well, that's a chooch. So I'll show it to you right now, and I can put this on NatchBeaut.com for everybody. Because I don't think I've talked about the chooch folklore on NatchBeaut.
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty.
I mean, that's a chooch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see it?
Yes. I would have been surprised, though, because
Look at the teeth. Yes.
Yeah, I see it now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I think that people think that a chooch is just something that's super duper cute, but that's not exactly what it is.
It has to have a certain sophistication and arrogance, if you will, or an aloofness,
right.
Or a little of each, an innocence. There's all these different factors. Mm. And it doesn't have to be something small, but sometimes things... I'll show you. I brought you a chooch.
Oh, my God.
I went through my makeup, and I was like, I have to find some makeup items that are a chooch in order to give you something. And I love this ASR moment when I dig through all my shit. Because, girl, I brought makeup today. I got products.
That's
first of all,
an amazing makeup bag.
First of
all, my God, that is an amazing makeup bag. So, it has Chooch on it.
Yeah, my sister had this made for me. Aww. This company's called Psycho Chick, C-Y-K-O Chick, and it's handmade in Dallas, and it's all vegan, and Chuchi's face is on it.
That's so cute.
So, yep, shout out to that. But also, okay,
I feel like
so.
I could double as a mouse pad.
This is a Chooch, and I brought it for you. So, take that and use
it. Thank you. I mean, first of all, it's so tiny.
Yeah.
It's so cute.
Yeah, you got to open it.
I will.
Yeah.
I just had to appreciate the tiny, cute packaging.
So the reason this is a Chooch is because it's a lipstick, but it's so insanely little that it's a Chooch.
Oh, my God. It's like a
little
giant capsule.
Isn't it cute?
So cute. Oh, my God. This is so cute.
Isn't it so cute?
Thank you.
Yeah. It's Winky.
And it even smells good.
Winky Luxe. They make regular sized lips that big, but they also sell like a little pack of pills.
Mm-hmm.
And they handed those out at Indie Beauty Expo, but I was like going through my makeup being like, I want to do a bit with you where I see like things that are a Chooch in my makeup bag. And I was like, well, that's a Chooch.
This is, I mean, I really could probably swallow this with
and it might make your insides gorgeous.
Or I might poop
red, out.
Yeah.
Do you ever rock a red lip?
Sometimes I do.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Not usually like a true red. It's usually more of a like a purple or brown.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the answer is probably no.
Well, that one's kind of pinky red.
Okay.
So I'm very curious.
Yeah.
I might make you put it on. I have a makeup mirror.
I will do it.
Yeah.
If you want me to.
Well, we'll wait.
Okay.
Let's dive in, okay?
Okay, let's do
we
it.
We have a lot to discuss. I meant to ask you the warm-up question of the day is, would you get a face tattoo of my name in tasteful cursive somewhere on your cheek region for $1 million cash?
Yes.
Yeah. Why would nobody? Several people in here said they would not.
I feel like, what, do they hate free money and style?
Like, well, what I'm saying is you could literally the next day go get it removed.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I would say it would be about $2,000, mm-hmm. an estimate,
right,
to get removed. And you keep that. My friggin' producer, Becca, goes, $1 million isn't even that much. Girl, they're paying you too much here. I'm going to call Dan Harmon and get you demoted, okay, with that attitude. Anyway, thank you. I agree.
Yeah.
And then I had people in here. I said, what about $2 million? And she still was a little on the fence about
what
that.
What would it take for her to get
your
face tattooed in, what is it, tasteful script?
Tasteful cursive, yes.
Yeah.
I would do it. Okay, so I showed you the makeup that's a Chooch. We talked a little bit about on your episode, or of your show, Allison Rosen is Your New Best Friend, about laser hair removal.
Yes.
And you have not done it, right?
I have not done it. And I saw a friend yesterday. It's funny. It's been on my mind a lot because
mm-hmm.
I had Allie Ward on my show,
mm-hmm.
and she was talking about how great it
is. Yeah.
And then you came on the show, and you were talking about how great it is. And I have dark hair and fair skin,
mm-hmm.
so I'm like, it would work really
yes,
well on me.
Yes, that's the prime demo.
But I've mm-hmm. never ever done it, and I've never even really felt like it's something I needed to do, except lately I feel like maybe I'm the only person who hasn't done it. And then I saw a friend of mine yesterday, and I on the way to we went to the aquarium,
mm-hmm.
And on the way there I was thinking, I wonder if she's done it. And before I even had a chance to say it, she said, I was listening to your podcast, and you know how everyone's been talking about laser hair removal, how come you haven't? Because she hasn't either.
Interesting.
So now we're both, you should receive money from whoever has the patent for the lasers.
Well, here's the thing. I just recently went back for my second session for my bikini
mm-hmm.
and my lower leg on Friday. We're recording this on a Monday, so it's fresh. So I was like, I'm going to walk you through the whole thing so
okay.
you know what to expect.
Now, I know that you were unhappy with the first place you went to, though, right?
Well, so laser away, fuck you. But they didn't do my, they did my tattoo.
Oh.
They removed my tattoo half-ass.
How much money did you get for the tattoo?
My tattoo was $50 when I got it, and then I tipped my artist, obviously, and then getting it removed was it was over $1,000, but I don't remember, and I had a Groupon, so it's more normally.
Right.
So we'll talk about Laserway in a minute. I don't recommend you go there. If you've been listening to Nash Butte, you know that I was unhappy with the Botox I received for my wedding, as well as the Clear and Brilliant facials, as well as the tattoo removal, and I all got them at the same place. And I know what you're thinking, Jackie, why'd you keep getting shit done if you hated them? But basically I bought a package,
mm-hmm.
and then they used their used car salesman, you know, trickery on me. And then I thought I needed all these things I didn't need, and they convinced me. And I think they preyed to my vulnerability in the time of my wedding. and fuck them, they're evil. But we're going to talk about non-evil places because I'm very happy with my results. Okay,
good.
So first I did my armpits, and I've done 8 sessions, and I did, after 2 years, I had like 5 hairs that came back, so I just did a one. So 2 years later, I did one touch-up. I mean,
it's
have
perfect.
You ever seen?
I've never.
And listen, very pale and dark brown hair. Mm-hmm. So it worked great. And this is at a place called Fix Laser, which Fix Laser Center, and it's in Glendale. And I want to say, so I did that, and they have like Living Socials and Groupons. If you live in LA, they have them on their Yelp. Just Google it. So I did that package for, I think, 6. I'm telling you, it's a very no-frills kind of vibe, but the price is right, baby. Everyone's very professional, and it worked. So I said, you know what? Now that I have a little bit of money saved up, I'm not going to buy a house. I don't have that much money. I'm probably not going to have a kid. I'm going to get my body lasered, okay? That's what the millennial woman does with her savings, okay? So I went to Fix, and I bought a package for, I'm going to do 6 bikinis, 6 lower leg. They are... my bikinis are $30.
Wow.
Normally $50. Lower leg $45. Normally $75. But I got a deal. So if you go to Fix Laser Center's website, they always have deals. You sign up for their newsletter, and they'll be like, flash sale, 40% off. Buy your packages, and you're good, baby.
Now, a question I have.
Yes.
How many sessions does a different body part take?
Right. So I think...
because that's like...
at least 6.
A real commitment to going there.
You do. You have to keep going. But I'm telling you, if you think of how much you fucking shave and razor irritation, and if you wax or if you sugar or if you do all these other things, think of it like the time you spend to do all of that, but like driving to Glendale and sitting for 10 minutes and driving home. It all equals out.
I know. That is very appealing to me because I shave my legs every time I shower.
Yeah.
Even though I really don't need to that often, but I just... I don't like the feeling of any stubble. Like, I like it to be totally smooth.
You would love it.
Yeah.
So let me just tell, I went for my second time, and if you listen to Ash Beauty, you know I'm a never nude. So I really don't like people looking at my body. I especially don't like it when they comment. I'm very uncomfortable showing my body to people. So getting your bits, I mean, I do full puss, which means they like wear gloves, they lift your lip, they zoom, they get that wand and they go right in the inner labias. They do your whole asshole area. I mean, let's not try to beat around the bush. I went full out. Now, I don't think I want to do that every time. I just think I'll do that the first few sessions to help like take the hair down a couple notches because I got a lot.
Okay.
I got a lot of hair.
A lot of hair in the butthole too?
Yeah. Well, I don't know, but a good amount.
Sure.
And going down into my inner legs, you know, and that kind of, and so I'm getting all that gone, and eventually I might just do like lip asshole and leave the little pocket on the top, you know, I don't know. I don't want to be an old lady with like a bare pussy, but maybe I will be. I don't know. Do what everybody wants to do.
Now, has your husband weighed in on?
Not one bit.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think mine would either unless I asked him his opinion.
Yeah.
But then if it was different than what I want, I think I wouldn't want his opinion.
I feel like I asked him, I was like, what would you think if I did it all? And he was like, fine. He didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think they're just happy to get laid, which is a good place to be. I'm fine with that myself. So, yeah, it's my body. It's my choice. Nobody told me I need to do this. It was just basically I hate shaving and I never do it. But for auditions and stuff, I like have to because then I show up and I've talked about this on other episodes. Like I show up to be the Honda mom and I have like dark, big, bushy hair coming out of the bottom of my like, you know, cute little crop jeans. And they're like, that's not really Honda's thing. So I have to shave even though I hate it. I just hate it. And it takes up time and I get bad ingrowns on my bikini line and whatever. Mm. So I get there. I wait for about a minute, and they go, the nurse comes over to me, and she says, all right, Jackie, let's go to the back. And she goes, by the way, Vanessa is training. Is it okay if she comes in and watches? And again, I'm a never nude, but I said, yes, of course she can watch. You know, she's a professional. I'm fine with that. Have you ever had that happen in medical situations where they ask if the interns can watch?
Yes, actually.
Yeah.
The first time I ever had surgery, so I had made it to, how old, I don't know how old I was, or mid-30s without ever having general anesthesia, so I was very afraid
of
it.
Same, I haven't either, knock on wood.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Well, I've now had it many times, and my favorite experience in the whole world is the drug they give you before they knock you out. It's called Versed. It's like, have you ever taken Xanax?
No.
It is like Do you have anxiety?
Pills.
Oh, really? Do you have anxiety or anything like that?
I mean, a little, but not medicated.
Well, Versed, and you only get it in a hospital setting, it is the most calm and peaceful I have ever felt. I've talked about it on my own show because I'm sort of obsessed with it.
Yeah.
It is like the best. It truly is what other people describe heroin as, for me at least.
Yeah.
But so anyway, I was very afraid of it. And I had to have a laparoscopic surgery. I have endometriosis.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yikes.
And
so bad.
They asked if it was my gynecologist's son.
Oh.
My gynecologist at the time was not the one doing the surgery, but she had referred me to the doctor who was doing the surgery. Could her son watch? And he was doing something involved in medical school, but I think he was even younger than medical school, so I don't know.
It might have been high school medical program or something.
Like
yeah,
that.
We had that in my high school.
Yeah, I said yes, but I was thinking like, okay, well, this young guy is now seeing my vagina. That's, well, whatever. His mom's seen it 1,000 times.
Yeah.
So, yes. So that time, and then when I gave birth, I feel like there were all sorts of randos in the room.
The janitors cleaning.
Yeah, exactly. Just people coming in.
The Uber driver. Yeah.
Exactly.
Just whoever's passing through.
I'm trying to think other times. I'm usually pretty okay with that, even though I don't love it.
I feel like I got my IUD put in at a Planned Parenthood. I don't have it in anymore. This was a few years ago. There were 4 people watching, and they were all women. I feel like that's my thing. If it's women, I don't really care. And I know I've only had female gynecologists. I'm lucky that way because I feel like a lot of people have male ones. Great, good for you. But I was like, I need a lady to look at my pussy, okay? And only one boy sees my pussy. That's my husband, okay? Anyway, I'm a prude. So 4 different people were watching her put that in me. And it was so—listen, I love Planned Parenthood, but they are not known for their gentle touch, baby. I mean, it's like a corkscrew and a cheap wine bottle. It was very traumatizing.
I've heard it's really painful.
It was very, very terrible. But anyway, I'm happy that I had it, and I was happy to get that service. But anyway—
But you don't have it anymore.
I do not. I took
How
it
come?
Out. It was just, I couldn't take it. It was
discomfort
very painful. I did the copper one, and there's a lot of bad side effects. You can have like really bad. I don't like talking about blood and stuff. It was terrible. It wasn't worth it, and so I yanked it out because
yourself.
No, I had it removed by my gyno now. This was before I had good health insurance. You know, that's why Planned Parenthood is there for people who can't afford it. But now I was lucky enough to have good health insurance, and this very fancy, great doctor in Beverly Hills took it out, and it was like a fucking whisper to my pussy, like a pussy whisper. Just pulled it out, and I was like, did you do it? She's like, yeah. So, you know,
Wonderful.
Listen, all about that gentle touch. So I was in the room, and they don't, I went into the laser hair removal room, and she goes, okay, get on the table. It wasn't like, we'll be right back, you know, go ahead and disrobe. It was just like, drop your trowel and get on the table. It's like, okay, cool. Very low, very, you know, no frills. Mm-hmm. So I lay down, my pussy's out, and she's very professional. She's explaining to Vanessa, okay, so she marks my legs where we're going to do it, and she talks a little bit about, did it hurt last time? Well, yeah, a little. How was your recovery? Fine. Literally, it was like nothing, no pain, no redness or anything. So she's like, all right, we're going to crank it up a little bit. I said, fine with me, honey. So she cranked it up. It was a little painful, but I can take it. She did my legs. When I was done, it looked like Macaulay Culkin from My Girl. My legs looked like I got stung by a million hornets. Red, huge welts on my puss, my asshole, my taint. I'm just trying to think as many words as I can for that area. All over my legs. And she was like, put hydrocortisone on it. And I did. And then it went away and it never itched. It went away and everything's fine.
When was this? Because
this was Friday. No, by like an hour, it was all gone.
Your skin is perfect right now.
I haven't shaved, baby. You want to see my... I'm just kidding. But I will say this. Vanessa, who was training, when we were done, she goes, can I just say that I've never seen anybody not flinch at all or complain about the pain during a bikini laser? And I was like, that's right. I'm tough. I have tough threshold for beauty pain. So, and no numbing cream.
Did they offer it?
They did not, but they know that I don't need it.
Mm-hmm.
The first time I did it on this show. There's an episode of Nash Butte where I got it done, they numbed me. And I literally felt nothing, but I don't need it. I'm tough. But that is an option for people.
See,
you have to go early and wait 30 minutes. They charge more usually.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't need it.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that lately. I've been thinking about the people that, like, with any sort of... Because I've never had any laser anything, laser treatments on my face or anything, although I want to do that. But I was thinking about the people that opt out of the numbing cream, and I was thinking, but why?
Yeah.
But, and here you are in front of me.
Well, it's time, money, and some extra expense, but also I just didn't need it. If it was... I think I've done those Clear and Brilliance, and they made me do it. It wasn't even an option to not do it. I don't know.
What does it feel like, the pain? I've heard
for
snapping.
Laser hair removal? Yeah. It feels like a tiny little rubber band snapping. But I'll tell you what, the armpits are so fast. Fast as hell. The puss took a little longer, and then the legs take a lot longer. And like when she starts getting, this right on my bone, that was not fun. And then my ankles, and she even did my toe and my foot, because I do get that little hobbit sprout on the top of my foot.
I do too.
It's all gone, baby. It's all going to be gone. So anyway, I just want to say shout out to Fix. There are so many places in LA. A lot of Nashville listeners are in LA. A lot of them are all over the world. But my recommendation, go to Yelp, read up, maybe get a Groupon, compare prices, get on lists, because they always have deals. Especially Black Friday. If you want to wait till November, every place has half price. So if you want to save up all summer, then next summer you'll be ready, baby. I think it's 6 weeks in between each treatment. So, but while you're waiting, your hair doesn't grow.
It's amazing.
So it's really great. It only starts growing back like right towards the end until your next treatment. So that's my experience with that I wanted to tell you about.
Black Friday never comes around when I need to buy all the things. Is that the point
they
of it?
Do that. Yes. There needs
to
be
there needs to be
one like around now.
Yes.
A spring break Black Friday would be really helpful.
It really, really would.
Well, you know, Ulta, Sephora, Riley Rose, a lot of cosmetic websites all just did a 20% off thing. Mm. But what is it? What is 20%? To me, 20% is a fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, that's like tax.
Yeah.
And like a few dollars.
Yes.
I'm trying to get that 45.
Here's a little retail tip.
Yes.
That is, it's not beauty related, but it is money related.
We love a good spending tip.
When I was buying a crib and a changing table for my baby, I guess he wasn't here yet, for my baby, I was like, I'm going to do this on the cheap. And then all of a sudden I saw Pottery Barn kid stuff and I'm like, oh no, but I want that. But it's so overpriced. But I, you know, anyway, I went back and forth. But the website was having some kind of 20 or 40% off savings that ended like that Friday or something.
It
I was like, but I'm not ready to make my purchase yet. So I called the 800 number. I forget why. And the woman said something sort of coded to me like, I think another deal will come around if you wait. And then it turned out that they kept extending it. It was just sort of it's probably not there now.
Yeah.
But for months it was the same deal. And I believed that it truly was going to expire. But this one in particular, they just kept extending the deadline. So
interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a tactic. It's a scare
urgency.
Tactic.
Totally
fear-mongering.
Is. Yeah.
Yeah. Fear-mongering is huge in the retail space. Mm-hmm. It's probably why I've bought half the things I own.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was thinking we could be a little extra and, like, talk a little royal wedding talk.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Let's.
I mean, I don't, you know, I feel like it's beaten to death at this point.
Mm.
When this comes out, it'll be a week after the wedding. But, like, I just need to talk to somebody about it.
Well, here's my thing.
Yeah.
I was very, very, almost aggressively disinterested in
it. Okay, yeah.
All the magazine covers. I was like, stop trying to make me care about Meghan Markle.
Yeah.
I do not care. I don't care about her relationship with Kate Middleton.
Yeah.
I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. I do not care. I don't care about her family. It sucks that her dad's not coming or whatever, but I don't care enough to read why.
Same.
I just don't. This is not on my, it's on my radar because you people are putting it there. I don't care.
Yeah.
And then the day of, I was looking at Twitter and I saw like a 3-second video of her walking toward him and him commenting on how pretty she looked. And all of a sudden I was obsessed.
Yeah.
What happened to
what
me?
What a cute moment, huh?
I know.
And what a little baby. What a little ginger angel.
I know. And now I'm like, instead of seeing them as annoying people I don't care about, I'm like, they're sort of weirdly human and just like us.
Yeah. I mean, it all worked.
It got under my skin. Did you watch the whole thing?
No, because I love to sleep.
Same.
So 3 a.m., no, honey. Mm. But the minute I literally shot up and looked at my phone and started looking and watching and everything. So, you know, I just wanted to see the lick.
Mm.
And I wanted to see all the other licks there.
All the hats.
All the hats and the licks. So I feel like women are taught to like pick apart other women.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to pick anybody apart, but I do just want to comment on like how we think the looks were because sure. that's fun.
Yeah. So, is that how we're supposed to pronounce it though? Because in my head it's Luke.
Oh, I don't know. I like to throw my own spin on things.
I
you
like
know?
Your spin though.
Yeah.
But I feel like you're but
oh my God, look at Juge. Can you see her right now? She's so
resting
cute.
Resting.
I mean, she's an angel.
She's so sweet.
You're my angel. Now you get it. This is what I deal with. She's so sweet.
I want a Chooch. I have a crazy spaz who's also sweet. But,
yes.
And actually she will sit and sit in your lap and stuff, but she's big and it's not like it's not this sort of like, oh my God, there's a celestial being sitting on me.
I mean, look at her 2 feet. One of them is under her chin. Can you see that? Mm. Her little face is resting on it, and then the other one is right here.
Oh, there is a little foot here. I didn't realize.
She constantly is just like, what can I do to be so cute that it's just shocking?
Yeah.
So speaking of preciously cute, Meghan Markle.
Yes.
What do we think about the dress?
I liked the dress.
Yeah.
I wouldn't, if someone had said it's a long-sleeved boat neck dress or scoop neck, I don't think I would have been into it. However, I was looking at pictures of her. It was like royal wedding fashion through the ages, and a picture of her, Kate, and then Diana. And I thought Meghan Markle looked the best.
Mm-hmm.
And that just goes to show how you are a product of the times, though, because I suspect had we been back in the 80s and Princess Diana was wearing her big birthday cake of a dress, I would have thought, I love it. It's so stylish.
I guess they have to wear long sleeves. Those
is that
roles,
what it is?
I'm pretty sure. For me, Katy Perry, I believe, said on American Idol or tweeted that she thinks she could have gone to one more fitting. And everybody started giving her shit.
Yeah.
And she was like, I'm just being honest.
Meow.
But you know what? I agree.
Where did you feel like it didn't fit?
I think the guy or the woman that heads Givenchy knows more about fashion than me. And that was intentional. It had to have been exactly what they wanted. But the fit was just a little
baggy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And obviously that's what they were going for. I think.
Is it? Or maybe did she lose like 5 more pounds before?
But don't you think there would have been 17 seamstresses working 24 hours a day to get it? So that
you
was the way it was supposed to be.
Right.
For me, it looked like a hotel room robe on backwards.
Wow.
I am
you
not a fan.
You did not like that
That
Luke.
Was meow, honey. You think Katy Perry was a bitch? She's so gorgeous that it's painful.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not mad at the very simple makeup. She didn't even have a lip. If she had a your color but better lip. She didn't do a color.
Mm-hmm.
Very natural. No lash.
Did she really?
I mean, maybe a very, very subtle lash.
Yeah.
But I mean, no highlight, no contour, very natural. I loved the one hair that everybody was tweeting about. You know, she had one rogue hair that was going, which if it was me, I would jump off a cliff because I had one rogue bang in a lot of my photos. I like flip the fuck out. I'm like, oh, I'll never live down my one bang hair that was flipped up. But I wasn't mad at the hair. I loved the beautiful crown and the long, crazy, you know, cathedral veil. The boat neck flappy dress with no embellishment. What do I know about fashion? What do I know?
You are sitting here in a prom dress.
I'm wearing a prom dress from 2003, okay, that I bought to go to prom. But I'm just so confused. I'm shocked. She knows she's a fashion icon.
Mm-hmm.
She had the best people in the world. That's what she wanted. But to me, I'm just like, wow. You had every dress at your disposal, every human in the world, and that's what you chose?
Does this
I don't
mean
know.
That I'm super basic, that I thought it was
no,
pretty?
No, but at the same time, it's great. It's so simple and chic, and that's what she wanted. But could I get a belt on that? Could I have gotten a belt? Could you have gotten like a beholden belt?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. I'm extra. I would have never.
I also had a belt on my dress. I feel like that's the thing for a while. I wonder if in person it did it. Like, what material was it?
I don't know, but I mean, sure, it was very, very expensive, but it just looked like a painter's smock backwards.
Mm-hmm.
It had no, the shape, the material didn't wow me. I don't know. I'm being honest. If y'all want to come at me, then come at me. But this is what you do when you see people on TV. You sit at home, you know, in your ugly clothes and go, hey, that looks dumb. Like, that's what we all do, you know? So, I don't know.
So I am starting up a parenting podcast with Greg Fitzsimmons.
That's exciting.
And a while ago, we joked that one of our segments, we joked that the title of the show should, before we decided it was a parenting podcast, should be Codependent Crossfire, because both of us will have different opinions about something, and then someone will make a compelling point, and then we just both change our minds.
Yeah.
So that is happening to me right now, because I liked the dress, but I'm hearing your passion.
Yeah.
For
the
how
boat
much?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm hearing that and I'm like, maybe I'm wrong.
No, it's that we're not
but
wrong.
I'm like much less of a fashion person than you are.
I mean, I'm not a fashion person. I don't have any designer clothes. None.
I'm much less of an aesthetics person than you are probably. But that makes it sound like I'm just like non-discriminated.
Meghan Markle and I have opposite tastes. That's it. She's very casual, cool, comfy, easy, and I'm like throw a bling, throw a slit, throw a fucking whatever.
I do like things that sparkle and glitter, but I just thought something about her, the dark hair and like the whiteness of the dress versus it being ivory. I thought it all worked.
Yeah. I'll see you. I'll see the silhouette. Mm-hmm. I'll see it all. Take it in at the waist an inch.
Take it
in at the arms an inch. Just give her that real tight little cute fit.
A little more fitted.
But I'll say this, the Stella McCartney dress.
Oh, the sleeveless one?
Gorge. Gorgina Gorge, okay? Gorgina Gorge. And Harry in that suit, I was like, honey, those are the Barbies I want to play with. I will never throw anything at that. So I'll say that. We had to talk about it, okay?
I would like to know what the people in the booth thought of it. I mean, I know that they're not on the show.
Rebecca,
but
what? A thumb up, thumb down, or a flat hand? On the dress.
Flat hand. She doesn't know.
What about you, Matt? Do you even know what we're talking about? No. Is there anyone else in here? You Song, is he there? I mean, listen, I don't know. I feel like Twitter was pretty neutral.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people cared, people didn't. Nikki Glaser was going off on the boat neck.
Yeah.
And I was laughing my ass off. What an interesting choice. And part of me is like, whoa, cool. I wouldn't think of a boat neck.
Yeah.
I had like 3 boat neck tops in high school, and now I'm like, I would never wear that. But it looks, I mean, she rocked it.
Mm-hmm.
She, like I said, the Givenchy and the fucking Duke, Duchess of whatever. They know what they're doing. I don't. But I don't know.
I think you have every right to feel this way about the Luke.
Yeah. That's all I got to say. I don't know. Okay, what else do we need to talk about? I want to tell you about the Taylor Swift concert. Are you interested
Please.
At all?
Yes, I am.
Taylor Swift has a look, and I appreciate that. She's always in a red lip, always in a cat eye. Those are her things, you know? And I was yelling to make my friend laugh, what lip are you wearing? I want to know so bad. It's a darker lip. It was like a brick red, you know? And I would love to know what cat eye she was rocking. P.S. You got a question, and I wanted to ask you.
Oh.
We do have questions for you. Whitney, which I don't know where she's from because her Facebook page was locked down. I see you. I respect you, girl. I need to know about Allison's eyeliner, which is always perfect. Product and application technique.
So,
because you are a fan. You are a fan. I see a wing on you. You got a little Taylor Swift kitten wing.
Yes. Well, see, I think that Taylor Swift does. There's like a liquid liner on the top and on the bottom, though, and probably the water line as well. There's just a whole lot of black happening.
Yeah.
Mine is mostly just focused on the top.
Yeah.
And my makeup is different depending on what situation it is. Like, this is not the full makeup.
Okay.
This is not foundation. It's just powder. But anyway, the eyeliner is a cake eyeliner and an eyeliner brush.
Mm-hmm.
It's, what brand is it? It's Trish McAvoy.
Okay, fancy.
It's Trish McAvoy cake eyeliner, black. And then I think it's a MAC. It's like a very fine brush that I use to apply it. And I used to use La Femme cake eyeliner sealer. And then I forget why I decided I was going to see what happens if I just use water instead. Water is what I used to use because I've been doing my makeup this way forever.
You're kind of like Taylor.
I do. I used to use water, and then at some point I switched to the sealer, and then I went back to water, and I was like, oh, it applies better. Because I was kind of falling out of love with it because I felt like it was kind of cracking or crackling a little bit with the sealer. So then I went back to water, so much better, but now I do I have like a little dish that I put the water in. Put water and I put one drop of the sealer and then I mix it up and that's how I do it. But here's the thing with cake eyeliner. I mean, not with cake eyeliner, with winged eyeliner, is that, or cat eye, is that it's sort of like cutting your own bangs. Like you do one eye and then you do the other eye. And then invariably it's thicker on one eye.
Yeah, and you have to go back and correct.
Yeah, which is the one that doesn't look as good though. So then you have to thicken the other one. And then it's very easy to overshoot. But anyway, that's what I do with my eyes.
Wow, every day almost,
no,
would you say?
No, I used to never... I would never go out without this full, like, it was the kind of, and plus I have naturally curly hair, which now I get straightened, but I used to just blow it dry straight, and it didn't look straight, it just looked bad. But anyway,
I was... You do keratin?
No, I do Japanese. I have done keratin. Yeah, I prefer the Japanese.
Yeah.
But I was the person where my friends would call me at 3 and be like, we're going out tonight, start getting ready, because it just took me forever to do everything.
Yeah.
Now, I... truly look like shit most days. I mean, just the bare minimum of effort. The only reason I have on makeup today is because I'm seeing you. Otherwise,
oh, wow,
yeah,
I'm honored.
Please, and some scene shoots.
Yeah, you wanted to look good for Cheers.
Yeah.
I was going to show you my new $5 cat eye.
Please.
Okay, so let me show you what I got in here. So I'm always on a hunt for a good bargain. And we talk about on Natch Butte like cruelty-free makeup. Mm. And if you're a honey on a budget, it can be hard to be cruelty-free because all the drugstore brands test on animals. L'Oreal, Maybelline, CoverGirl, Revlon. I mean, all the big ones.
Are there any drugstore brands that don't?
Oh, honey, there are. So let me... Where is it? Where is it? Oh, help me. Oh, Rebecca. Rebecca. I don't even know why I'm yelling Rebecca's name because she can't help me. Where is it, damn it? It's in the chooch.
Oh, phew.
Cut all that. Okay. So Wet n Wild is cruelty-free.
I did not.
Do you know
not.
About Wet n Wild?
I mean, I've heard of them, sure.
Wet n Wild, growing up, was so cheap that it was off-putting.
Right.
And I never reached for it. And I feel like the few times I did, it was not very good.
When I think of Wet n Wild, I think of like a neon orange lipstick. That's
right.
What it represented
yes.
back in the day.
But just so you know, Wet n Wild is back, baby. They are coming strong. The game is strong. They have cute shit. If you're a Natch Butte honey from the beginning, you know that the Liquid Catsuit matte lipstick is one of my favorites. And they're cheap, cheap, cheap. And they're not actually bad. Like, if you go on the, like, the little thing where you search and see the toxicity, they're number 3s. So they're not even bad for you.
Where do you go to search this?
I know.
Is that like EWR or something?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I have been there before.
Okay. I was going to go to NatchBeauty.com and Google it and search because I couldn't remember. So yes, I will put that on NatchBeauty.com on the episode guide. But here's what I do. So Wet n Wild has brushes. This is the small eyeshadow brush. It is 99 cents.
You can't afford not to buy a bunch
I'm
of them.
I'm telling you. And then my liner is called, I don't even have to look it up, the Wet n Wild H2O Proof, cute, liner, liquid eyeliner. This is $3.99.
Get out.
So together, this is $5. This will last you a year. So let me show you what I do.
Okay.
So I'm always trying to get that cat eye legit. Because to me, it's like, you have a perfect little kitten. So how do you do your line? You know what I mean? So you have your brush.
I start on the outside.
Uh-huh, and pull it in.
No, no, no. I don't. I totally lied.
Yeah.
I start on the inside.
Yeah.
I start on the inside, and I line the top. And then I go to the outside, and I kind of make it match, and then, not make it match, I make it meet. I go to the outside, and I pull it down to sort of the outer part of the line, and then I... thicken the line a little bit from the outside in.
Yeah.
And then because there's always some spot that's like patchy and I try to fix
that. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, it's getting those wings to match.
Yeah, and mine aren't today. One's higher than the other.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, but I would never say that, you know?
Thank you.
So now what I do is this little brush makes the perfect size kitten wing.
It's perfect.
I just stamp it. So I just go like this. Do you see that?
That is perfect.
It's perfect. So then I just drag it. I mean...
Could not have been any faster or easier.
Can you see? Rebecca doesn't.
You're making me reconsider my whole technique because mine
this
takes
is $5.
A while. $5. Not only does mine take a while, if anyone talks to me during like I have to banish them from my home.
Oh, I have to like put my elbow on the counter, you know, all these things. So let me just do the other one now. And this is the hard part. You got to look and assess. Okay, it went up right there. Okay.
Chooch is staring at you. She's interested.
This one's harder because I'm right-handed, so the left eye is a breeze. This one is like a little harder. Yeah. I mean, for $5?
It's amazing.
And then you obviously fill in one, you know.
There's so much glam happening
here.
And
you could do a thicker one. You could probably double up. If I wanted to really be like an Amy Winehouse, I could do another one. Look.
It looks really good.
So this little brush is the perfect measurement for the wing. I just stamped it.
I've got to get that brush.
I mean, a 99 damn cents?
Okay, I've got a technique question.
Yes.
Because sometimes I wonder about the angle of the wing and where it should be.
Yes.
Because I feel like if it truly follows the line of your eye, sometimes it'll make your eye look pulled down. I always want to make my eyes look more cat-esque.
Yes.
How do you figure out where to put it? Do you just extend what would be like the bottom lash line?
I do mine at the top. Wherever my top eyelid is, I go up from there.
Okay.
And I do a stamp. And then you pull it. And I have done them way too low.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I start down here.
Right.
Because the thing is you do the drag to fill in. So you go like.
See, because when you close your upper lid, it really is just a straight line that kind of goes up for you. Whereas for me, I feel like it's a line that's a little more wavy.
Mine is too, but you fill it in with this.
Mm-hmm.
So you just like drag it and fill all that in, that wave. You fill the wave in.
And did you only apply eyeliner to that? I mean, yeah, eyeliner to that brush at the very beginning?
Yeah.
I've got to try this
one
new way.
One brush did both.
Now, is it truly H2O proof? Like, how will you get that off?
I mean, I'll use like my oil cleanser, my shell we talked about, I think on yours, or a makeup wipe. But yeah, it seems to last on me. And this is probably disgusting, but I'll even do like my, I'll top line with this. Do you know what top lining is?
I think I might know, but tell me.
It's you do the top waterline.
I've never done the top waterline on purpose.
I'm telling you, I didn't either. And I'm like, what was I thinking?
Does it make a big difference?
Yes.
Maybe I need to get into
it. If you do a glam eye and then there's a white line.
Right.
Honey, what? You fill it in and it makes your lashes look way thicker.
I need to get on that.
I wonder if Meghan Markle top lined. I wonder if she top-lined.
If we look at photos, I bet we would be
able
to
find out. I haven't
been
able. You can't even see makeup on her, which, again, she has such cute little frecklies.
Mm-hmm.
I love the natch. I'm just like, honey, what lip? Can we get a lip?
Right.
And all I'm asking for is a lip.
I thought it was kind of light pinky.
Yeah. I mean, listen, she looked, her face, I mean, she's not, everything was, I think the dress could have been brought in an inch. I think the dress could have been brought in an inch, is all I'm saying. I wouldn't have been mad at a belt. I wouldn't have been mad at a necklace. Even a simple, delicate necklace. I know she had a giant, crazy, the crown of like jewels from like a million years ago. It was like this, a tiny lip, a tiny color pop, maybe a cheek, maybe a little highlight, maybe a little contour. Okay, now we're going crazy. I just, you know.
I
we're very different in our styles. She's California cool. Okay, I'm Southern glam.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
How do you feel about wedding nails?
Because
I have a lot of resentment over a lot of things about my wedding. I'm that person.
Same.
Okay, are we all that person? I think maybe.
I don't know. I don't think we are.
Okay.
Or are people just not being honest?
But yes, I think it might be that.
You got a wedding question.
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
Okay. What I was going to say is, how do you feel about wedding nails? Because my wedding nails were so natural, and that's not what I wanted. Although I probably should have spoken up a little more.
Why didn't you?
I don't know.
What did you want, you think?
Something more opaque instead of something that just looked like a real sheer pink.
I did a look.
What was it?
I went to Nail Swag, and, you know, she's like the nail lady. And Jess Rona paid for it as a wedding gift.
That's so
nice. Shout out Jess Rona. And I went down there and I had a whole map of what I wanted. And I have short nails and I didn't get the extensions, which maybe I could have, but we were short on time. I had a lash appointment. I had a lot of shit going on. Would it have been okay to have a longer nail? Yes, but I went with the natural short, and that's who I am, and that's fine. But I had a pink nail and then I had some pretty flowers. And then I had on my ring finger, it was blue and it said, I do, in white cursive.
Oh.
Because that was my something blue. Honey, yes. Go to Pinterest. Check out my fucking wedding photos. Thanks. So that's what I did.
See, that's fun.
Yeah. A little nail art. Just a little mild nail art. Nothing
right.
too crazy. It was 2016. Nail art, I feel, is over. I feel it's on its way out. Nail art was huge like a few years ago, mm-hmm. but I feel like it's slowly getting out of that.
Right. Yeah, I haven't seen a lot of articles on nail art.
Same.
Up
it's
late.
Kind of the trend is going out.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
But it's evolving into other things. Now they're doing holographic nails, you know, the glitter, the 3D, the chrome, all these other things, which are great.
I did glitter nails for a while, like that. It's the glitter powder mm-hmm, stuff, right? Mm-hmm. I did it 3 times in a row, and it destroyed my nails, but it was really fun while I was doing
it. Yeah, I don't do gels, and for now, I'm just keeping my nails natch and clean.
Mm.
And I try to keep them all semi-even, but this is, like, kind of my weak point.
Nails
is like I keep all this together and I somewhere's got to give, you know what I mean? So the hands aren't my thing.
Right.
If I had money, I would probably go all the time, but it's like a budget thing.
Yeah.
I would rather put that into my face.
That makes sense.
So that's not really
I'm
happening for me.
I'm going short and natch and clean right now too, but that's just because the gels and the glitter destroyed my nails.
Yeah.
But before last time I went, I got a pedicure and I was saying that I had nothing for my hands because they're destroyed right now. And the woman said that she thought that the glitter was harder on your nails than just gel. However, I find that 3 gels back to back destroy my nails too.
Yeah. Well, when you're done with the gels, do you physically peel them yourself or do you get them removed? Because I feel like if you get them removed, that it's not as bad.
That is what they tell me every time when they're like, we didn't remove that, had that come off. And I'm like, well, I kept it on for 7 weeks.
Yeah.
And then it just, the way they remove it feels so violent.
It's very toxic.
That I'm always convinced that if I can just get it off myself, it'll be better. So I let it grow out as long as possible. And then this last time I took cuticle oil and kind of like they were lifting up. Mm-hmm. So I got the oil under the nail as much as I could and then kind of like worked
rolled
on
it off.
Yeah, in the shower.
But it takes a little bit of your skin off, or your top nail off.
I think it took more than a little bit. It took a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the alternative is going in and then soaking acetone on your fingers,
right.
Which acetone is so bad. And I know it's going right into your bloodstream. Mm-hmm. So listen, I don't know. Do your nails, don't do your nails.
Right.
So here's the, isn't that cute?
Mm-hmm.
And then see how long they are? They're pretty long.
Yeah.
But you can get a pack of these. The reusable pop-on nails give you a perfect non-damaging manicure in seconds. And $16 for the pack, which isn't that cheap. But like I said, if you take care of them, you can wear them 10 times.
And when they're on, how easy is it to snag them? Not snag them, but like how well
they
stay on.
Yeah. So a lot of them have just that little pack of glue and it'll say on there, how long do you want these to last? 1 night, put a drop. 3 days, put a line. A week, put a whole, coat the whole nail. And I just do 1 drop.
I'm sold.
And then I take them off at the end of the night. And if one pops off, I have the glue in my purse. It's very tiny, but I've only had that happen once.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, it's kind of what I like because when I go to a wedding, honey, I deliver. I do nails, I do hair, I do everything. Because, you know, it's a big day. It's a big deal. Well, let's ask your wedding question because somebody asked this. Veronica in California asked you, hi, Jackie and Allison. I would love to hear some gal chat, hashtag gal chat, about Allison's makeup at her wedding. Just saw her tweet about her wedding makeup artist not applying the correct color. Is this true? As a fan of both shows, I feel like I have the same wedding feelings that could be talked through. So she knows.
Okay.
We both had some...
Yeah.
We both felt a certain way, honey, about the weddings.
I felt... such a certain way about it.
Yeah.
So
that's a whole other episode, honestly.
It's like its own limited podcast series.
I went through the most roller coaster of the whole experience. I would burst into tears in the middle of the night in my sleep. I would wake up and start crying.
After?
For about a year. About various things.
I did too.
Really?
And my husband was like, my new wife is crazy.
Same.
What's going on? And I think that and I feel bad because to him, it truly was like a magical, best day of his life.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until we convened, that sounds sexual, I don't mean sexual, it wasn't sexual. We just had a chance to sort of check in with each other at the end of the day. And I started crying that he realized that I had been through a whole different experience of the day.
Yeah, I feel like same with Adam, yeah.
What
is this going to be triggering if we talk about it?
No, it's fine. But what do you cry over? Or what did you cry over?
I mean, it's a lot of silly things.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in general, the most stressful part of it to me, the most heartbreaking part of it to me, is that you spent so much money and worked so hard on something, and then 5 hours, it's over forever.
Yeah.
And the fact that
you threw the money away.
And the fact that you don't get a dress rehearsal, it's literally, this is it. So things are going to go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And if I was like, I wish I could do it over one more time. I would fix the like 4 or 5 things that didn't go my way.
Yeah.
That really, really, really stressed me out. And that's it. And it's so shitty. And then I start feeling guilty about this feeling because who am I? It was, mm-hmm. you know, I'm privileged. I had a beautiful wedding and, you know.
And
I feel like shitty about
feeling
shitty.
I'm sure everyone who was at your wedding thought it was the best wedding in the whole world.
Yeah, I mean, you know, yeah. I think it was fun, but it just, like, I'll give you one example. I'm so picky, and I didn't even realize I was picky until this process. I was like, I had that like revelation, and my sister was like, "Yeah, you're picky, you idiot." We all knew that. I wanted my flowers this certain way, and it wasn't even that crazy. I like a little clutch bouquet. I wanted a little clutch bouquet, and you know, I got married in July, and
peonies.
Peonies were just out of season, but she was like, "I can get you them." I wanted pink. I wanted this. I showed her the photos, everything. We had a consultation. I went and I said, "No, I want this." And she said, "Cool." It took my notes, whatever. I get there, and it was like we never met. It's like we never talked. And my bouquet was so gigantic. It was like a tumor that nobody wanted. It was a cancer. And she said to me, and this is, it's on me, because she said to me, "Is this too big? I can take it down." Because we had said, because she saw my dress and she goes, "You need a giant bouquet." And I was like, "No, I want a little bouquet." But she made me this behemoth of a bouquet. And at that point, all these other things had happened emotionally in my family and just crap. And I was so drained and numb and trying to get it together for this whole long fucking crazy experience that the woman handed me the giant tumor bouquet. And she said, "Is this okay? Do you want me to take it down?" And I said, "It's fine."
Mm.
Why didn't I fucking speak up? I'm mad at myself because I should have said to her, "Yeah, could you maybe take the sides down?" And in this fucking, you can, I'm straining to carry it. It's so big. It blocks half the people. You know, it's so big and it's just not what I wanted. And I'm mad.
Yeah.
I spent $6,000 on my flowers. That's a lot of fucking money. And they're not what I wanted. And
right.
It's on me. You know?
That
it's
sucks.
On me. And I just get mad. I look at the photos and all I see is that fucking bouquet. And of course, no one else thinks mm-hmm. that. Everybody else thinks the flowers were beautiful, which they were, but they weren't what I wanted. And that's, I'm a shitty person. I don't deserve this.
No.
This is what I'm talking about. It's all stupid shit like that.
But I'm relating so intensely because
and nobody got me presents. Did you have people not get you presents?
I had a very small wedding. Yes. The present thing, though, that I wasn't that upset about.
Why am I upset? Why am I an asshole? See what I mean? It's like a psychiatric experiment to get married. It's like you need an evaluation.
I don't think you're an asshole. I don't think there's, you really do. Need an evaluation before. I think the thing is, normally you and I probably are like fairly cool. Maybe not.
I would like to think.
I think I want to be seen as cool and easygoing and it's all, you know, and like easy to be around. And none of those things are true, but that's what I want to
right.
be. But, and I also was trying to be the cool bride. Like, I'm not going to be a bridezilla. I'm going to be the cool bride.
I know, but that's the thing.
That is
that's
where
what gets
I know.
You. That's and what gets you.
That, and also, throughout the whole planning process, there's people around you being like, it's your, and the whole wedding culture is like, it's your day. It should be exactly what you want. It's your day. It should be exactly what you want. And it's all so expensive. So I totally get, I 100% relate to the like, you spent $6,000 on your flowers, you had, and you didn't speak up at the last minute because other stuff was in the way of it. Because I also, I mean, I think the real heartache is there was a bunch of family stuff that happened that weekend, and that put me in a state where I couldn't be present for the rest
same,
of the wedding.
So
you know, if I were to, my laundry list of disappointments, it's like I was super upset about some things that happened with the wedding planner. I still, 4 years later, fantasize about leaving a scathing Yelp review.
Wow.
That's sad.
We're
it's
the
sad
same.
To admit
no,
that.
No, we're the same.
The, you know, I have issues with the hair person, less so the hair person than the makeup person, but you know, just like every, actually I think the only vendor that I don't have a gripe with in my case is
yeah.
the flower person.
Yeah.
But very irritated with some things that happened with the wedding planner. I felt like she cared more about, ingratiating herself to the venue than to me. I think she thought maybe she's going to get more work there. I mean, it's going to sound petty if I mention all the things. But anyway, so what happened with the makeup artist was she wanted me to go out and choose a lipstick, which I thought was sort of weird because isn't it dependent on what she's going to do with the rest of the makeup? Like, shouldn't the lipstick match? But she said, no, it doesn't matter. Just choose a lipstick, any lipstick.
That's interesting.
So I bought two Laura
Mercier
lip kits. Mm-hmm. And they each had a lipstick, a gloss. Maybe I bought three, actually. I went to Sephora and just went nuts. And I think I bought three. And they each had a lipstick, a gloss, and a liner. And one of them was a color that it was like a, I want to say like a, kind of like a burnt sienna color that I would maybe wear in my everyday life. And then one of them was pink, a really pretty good bridal color. And they both had, they were in the same casing. Like they looked the same. Yeah.
So she did my makeup.
And then she put the
burnt sienna,
dark, rust colored one on. And I saw it and I said, oh, this is the wrong lipstick. And then she said, that ship has sailed, sister. Like it was too late to change it or something. But both
what?
The wrong color and the that ship has sailed sister in quotes. Like,
who is this monster?
I know.
This woman probably works at Laser Away.
The thing is, she actually, of all the people, she emailed me after the wedding just to check in and see how I was doing because I think she could tell that I was going through my own hell that day because that morning I started crying. And she offered me water. And I thought, why is it that people, and I appreciate the gesture, but water doesn't help you when you're crying. But I think she's just like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Why is no one tending to you?
I mean, your brain could use some hydration that could help you, you know, think clearly.
I appreciated the water.
Yeah.
But I think a little bit, she was like, I don't know what to do. But at the same time, at least she sensed that I was going through something and was trying to be there. But I look at those pictures and it's beginning to fade now, and now I'm able to see all the good stuff. But for a while, I couldn't even look at the pictures.
I mean, you're in my boat.
We never made a wedding album or anything like that, because I've got so many issues with the photographer as well.
We need a whole other pod for this, honestly, because I don't know if this is actually going to help anybody or maybe trigger people, or maybe it'll tell people to not get married
and just
elope and take the money.
Or maybe it'll just make people think that we're just
insane.
A couple of horrible bitches.
I mean, I also feel like me, like, scapegoating the bouquet is also some kind of, like, mechanism to comfort myself, or, like, I think there were other things going on, and I think I'm using the bouquet as a scapegoat for, like, the real problems. You know what I mean?
I'm using everything as a thing I can point to for the real. It was like a feeling.
I'll say this, though. My look was perfect, okay? My hair and makeup was on point. I didn't have a single zit. I mean, like, it was from the heavens. I didn't have a single zit on my face.
I mean, I've seen the pictures because as discussed on your episode of my show, I know a ton of people who went to the wedding, and it looked like an amazing wedding. As someone in my own, like, woe is me about my wedding, I was like, that's a great wedding.
Well, see, I feel like now, this is, again, the Meghan Markle shit. I feel like when I look at other people's weddings, it triggers all my shit.
Yes,
there was this photo that is so stunning of them in the carriage, and their hands are on top of each other, and it's from an up angle. And I literally had to fight the tears of myself because I was like, oh, I wish I had a photo like that. Why didn't I get a car? Why didn't I do a getaway car? I didn't have the budget for it because I spent $6,000 on flowers. I hate it. Okay? So that's what I'm talking about. I can't even look at weddings.
I kind of wonder if that's part of why I didn't get up to watch it. And also because I like sleep.
Yeah.
But yeah, this one didn't trigger me, but I'm very easily triggered by wedding stuff.
Isn't that so? Is that okay?
It's not who I want to be.
No.
It is not who I want to be.
No.
Chooch was a little bit like, what's going on? I do wish that we had eloped.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. The whole thing, it's just, it came out of nowhere for me, all these feelings.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought I was this person.
Did you feel really alone?
Yes.
Yeah. Being a bride is very isolating, which nobody tells you.
We didn't have a wedding party.
Yeah.
Which I didn't, because I felt like, it was, that, like, that choosing who to be in the wedding party and potentially hurting people's feelings by leaving them out and all of that. And it was such a tiny wedding anyway. I felt like we don't need this. But now I understand why you have it. Like, so you have people around you. Did you have a wedding party?
I did. Very small. And we talked about it on your pod.
Oh, that's
I lost
right.
friends over
that's
it.
That's right. That's right.
I lost friends over yeah. it. And, you know, it was its own setup. It was a lot. There was a lot going on. I think the one thing that I think sums it all up is you are very surprised by who rises up for you mm-hmm. and who disappoints you.
Yes.
I will never get over things, honestly.
Yeah.
So it's everybody out there have a nice wedding.
Yeah. Enjoy your day.
Use Natch for Zola.com. $50 off your wedding registry. Anyway, well, we're at an hour. We have so much more to discuss. Really quick, I'm going to ask you one more question
okay.
because we got some good questions in.
Real fast. Can I just say because I bet you feel the same. I just want everyone to know I'm well aware of how ridiculous
yes,
it is,
yes,
these feelings.
Yes.
I know that.
But that's part of the shame.
Yes.
I feel like I'm upset, but I'm also upset at how upset
yes.
I am. And then I'm like, stop being upset. It's not okay to have these feelings.
Yeah.
And then you're like, but you can't help it.
Right.
But I'm feeling much better, I will say. I'm almost
good.
At 2 years. The first year was really, really rough. There is a post-wedding depression that, again, mm-hmm. nobody talks about.
No.
I didn't know that was a thing. And
yeah.
I talked to my friends, and they were like, oh, yeah, I was really depressed for a year. I just, like, think about moments, and, you know, I have a video. I haven't watched it.
Mm-hmm.
It's too painful.
Yeah, I couldn't watch mine
it's
for the longest
painful.
Time.
It's too painful, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to watch it. But at the end of the day, you know, it's really hard to find somebody. And I do not take it for granted that I've found someone.
No,
I
same.
Do not.
It's great marriage, just upsetting wedding.
Right. I always say, like, I even said it to Adam last night. I was like, it's so easy to get caught up in the day-to-day and, oh, I'm rushing this meeting. Oh, I'm hungry. Did you eat? Go to bed. I have to get up. But you have to really sit there and go, wow, I found another person that I love that loves me back and is in this with me. Out of all the things in the world, all the drama, all the crap, that is something that I will always have as an accomplishment, and I have worked really hard to be happy with, you know, find somebody and prioritize that marriage and that partnership, and I don't take it for granted, ever. Even when I do, I check myself.
Yeah.
Because I'm just like, that's my man. So that's great, but the wedding was...
I know.
It was great, but it was also not.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm insane. I'm so happy that
Me
you feel
too.
That
We've
way.
We've got to talk for hours more
no,
about this.
No, we need to do another, like a
yeah.
special side episode or something because, and then you can listen to it or not. If you think we're petty bitches,
right.
you have that right. I'm here for you. Do you have anything? Somebody asked, Kelly in Iowa wants to know, can you describe your night routine? You seem to be not aging, and
oh.
I need dates. Do you have any products that you, like, are obsessed with in general? Like, I'm talking skincare, beauty, hair, anything that you're just like, this is, I have to have this, it's my fave.
Well, I just, and I'm curious to know your thoughts about this. I had a sample of La Mer,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, this doesn't even smell good. And it got under my skin, though, and then I just went out and bought the half ounce, which is $85,
Oof.
Which is like, I never, ever, it was a birthday present.
Yeah.
It's the moisturizing soft cream, and I've just been putting it under my eyes. I just started, like, yesterday.
Yeah.
It's so... I sound like I work for them. Like, it is so soothing, though.
Yeah.
There's something about that cream, even though I'm sure it's really just, like, mineral oil and bullshit. So I'm pretty into that right now.
Yeah.
It's not cruelty-free, but Clinique Rinse Off Eye Makeup Remover. I like that one.
Mm-hmm.
I find that takes my makeup
off. Take the
off.
Day off?
No,
oh,
that's
okay.
the purple one, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is the blue. It's just a blue clear liquid.
Yeah, the one that's like when you flip it over, there's kind of like a little oil on it.
No, that is Lancome.
Okay.
Lancome Bifacial.
This looks I get
like,
all the mall ones mixed
yeah,
up.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking
I like
about.
I find if I don't have this, then I'm like, what do I use to take my makeup off? But I'm sure I could find another one. What else am I liking? There is a hand cream that I use religiously that a dermatologist recommended. It's by... Aveen?
It's not Aveeno, right?
No.
Yes.
No, but I use a lot of Aveeno hair products.
You do?
Yes.
I didn't even know they had hair products.
They do. I like them. It's Aveene.
Yep.
And it's
I found it.
It's like a more. I actually have it in my bag. Let's see if I can.
It's
here
going.
It is.
Okay.
Zira Calm AD.
Oh.
Lipid replenishing balm.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta
and
get
I,
those lipids replenished.
Yeah, I don't want to be low on lipids.
No, who
so
does?
So I like that quite a bit. I feel like maybe I mentioned this to you. I only recently started a nighttime skin routine.
Oh, that's right.
Because
we
my whole
talk about
life
that.
I've been trying to avoid having zits.
Yeah.
Even though I've never really had bad acne, but like the occasional zit I will get all the time. And I use Clearasil for it from the drugstore. But anyway, yeah, just lately I'm like, I need to do something moisturizing.
Yeah.
So I'm still figuring out what my moisture routine is, though.
Yeah, it's very personal.
Mm-hmm.
There's serum, there's cream, there's gels.
Right.
You know, there's oils, a lot of oils. People are loving oils.
Right.
But oils are scary.
Yeah. I'm afraid.
Because of the zits.
Yes.
Yeah.
But then people say that no, certain oils are non-comedogenic.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Well, I'll tell you this. There's certain oils. I try things all the time. I'll like slather them on, go to bed. I'll wake up 9 zits on my nose. So some will get you, but you just got to find the right one.
Right.
This will be a continuation.
Yeah.
We have to come back. We have to talk wedding, and we've got a lot to talk about. So we got to get out of here, though. You know, we're on a damn schedule. So why don't you just quickly tell everybody, in case they don't know, your pod, your book, your social media, everything, baby.
Please listen to my podcast, Allison Rosen Is Your New Best Friend. You can get it everywhere you get podcasts, but a quick way to get there is itunes.com/AllisonRosen. My book, Tropical Attire and Courage and Other Phrases That Scare Me, available in all formats. Go to AllisonRosen.com, and then there's a bazillion links to get to the book. And follow me on Twitter at Allison Rosen, AliSON, just one L, because blame my mom. And also Instagram, same, Allison Rosen.
So this is a book of essays?
Yes.
Okay, I cannot wait because I'm already seeing things that I am excited about. There's dogs.
There's dogs.
There's a very
cosmetics.
Cute pug.
My husband did the illustrations.
Oh, cute. Look at you two little artist couple. I mean, I love this pug. Did you see Isle of Dogs?
No.
Oh, my God.
Do I need to?
I don't want to ruin it for you. There's a pug in it that, like, stole my heart, basically. So, and Tilda Swinton does the voice.
Oh.
I mean,
see it.
A pug with Tilda Swinton? That's
yeah.
All you need to know. Well, we must get out of here. We're going to have to talk again. There's
we
way more to discuss. So, everybody, remember, creamy neck can keep your fringe fresh.